Unit 12, Sending Off the Tour Group. Part A, Know-How for Tour Guides. 1. Preparations for sending off the tour group. According to the travel schedule, the Browns will have a city tour of Guilin today, and then tour the beautiful Lijiang tomorrow. They will leave Guilin for New York by way of Hong Kong. Mr. Huang Dong, the deputy manager of Guilin Overseas Travel Service, advises Miss Liu Ting to make preparations for sending off the tourists in advance. 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Check the names, numbers of the tourists, as well as the tickets. Help the tour leader confirm the air tickets.
2. If tourists who have OK tickets do not leave within 72 hours, the guide should reconfirm the seats. Otherwise, the airline company may not reserve the seats.
3. Confirm the correct time and place of the departure for the tour group.
4. Confirm the time for the wake-up call and mealtime.
5. Confirm the time for the delivery of luggage.
6. Remind tourists to pay their bills before they leave the hotel if they take drinks and others in the mini-fridges in the room.
7. Return their identity cards or passports before foreign tourists leave China.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Do you think it is necessary to confirm the time for the wake-up call and meal time?
2. Why does the guide announce the time for delivery of luggage? 2. Possible delay of sending off the tourists. The accident or other incidents may postpone the departure of the tourists. The most possible delay is the traffic jam. Mr. Huang Dong gives Miss Liu some advice if tourists are held up by the traffic jam and fails to catch the flight. 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. Do an apology to the tourists on behalf of the travel agency if the tourists miss the airplane.
2. Contact the ticket office to see if the earliest flight is available. Try best to catch the earliest flight.
3. Choose other modes of transport to set off the tourists upon approval of the travel agency.
4. Make arrangements for their accommodations and notify the next stop of the modified travel schedule as soon as possible if the package tour is not over. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Who is to blame if tourists miss the aeroplane?
2. Which is the better way for sending off the tourists? To catch the earliest flight or to choose other modes of transport? Part B. Listening Comprehension. Miss Liu Ting takes the Browns to visit the first site of Guilin, the Elephant Trunk Hill. It is the landmark of Guilin. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
Elephant Trunk Hill. Situated majestically at the southeast of Guilin City and west bank of the Lijiang River, Elephant Trunk Hill is regarded as a symbol of Guilin landscape. Resembling an elephant that is leisurely sucking water from the river with its long trunk, this hill is famous for its shape of a giant elephant. The hill towers 55 metres above the water. Between the trunk and the legs of the elephant is a cave, in the shape of a full moon, penetrating the hill from side to side. People named it Moon Over Water Cave. It is possible for boats to go through, and especially in the moonlit night, you will see the moon being reflected in the water. When the water wave and the moonlight gleams, the scene is exceedingly enchanting. On the walls, in and around this cave, over 70 inscriptions from the Tang and Song dynasties were found, praising the beauty of hills and waters nearby. Halfway up the hill lies another cave, which goes through the hill and serves as the eyes of the elephant. through which visitors can overlook the beautiful scene of Guilin City. There are stone steps for tourists to ascend the hill, which has a flat top overgrown with trees. Built on the top is a three-tiered pagoda of the Ming Dynasty, which looks much like a treasure vase or the handle of a sword, hence its other names, the Treasure Vase Hill or the Sword Handle Hill.
2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. What is the symbol of Guilin landscape? What does it look like?
2. Where is the Moon Over Water Cave? What can the tourist view on the wall of the cave?
3. When was the three-tiered pagoda built? What does it look like?
4. What are the other names of the Elephant Trunk Hill? Why? Part C. Situational Dialogue. Reed Flute Cave. Early in the morning, Miss Liu Ting takes the tourists to the Reed Flute Cave. It is one of the spectacular and picturesque caves in the area of Guilin, and a must-see tourist site for tourists from all over the world. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false.
Well, we are in the Reed Flute Cave. The cave is only 250 metres long, but it is a spectacular world of various stalactites, stone pillars and rock formations.
What a wonderful cave! We are in a place made of wizard stones. Why is it called Reed Flute Cave?
A long time ago, there grew a lot of reeds at the entrance of the cave. People used the stems to make flutes.
I see. No wonder many vendors at the entrance sell the reed flutes. At the site of Morning Glow over Lion Forest.
Now we're standing in front of a huge stone forest. To tour the Reed Flute Cave, you must use your imagination. See, groves of shrubs with fresh and tender leaves grow along the mountain slope, as well as on the towering peaks.
Very imaginative. I know they're stone forest. All of the stalactites are illuminated by coloured lighting.
Can you tell me what the stones look like?
Let me see. They look like lions.
You're really imaginative. Look, some are crouching, some rolling, and some skipping. This beautiful scene is called Morning Glow Over the Lion Forest.
That's exactly what it is. At the site of pagoda-shaped pine defying the snow.
We come to a tall stone pillar. It looks very much like a snow pine in the shape of a pagoda. How tall and straight it is.
I think so. To be more exact, it's a pine covered with heavy snow.
You know, the snow pine is the symbol of noble quality by Chinese scholar officials.
Really? Why do they think so?
The snow pine has a lofty spirit. It always expresses a noble ideal, which defies the authority and corruption in ancient times.
I see. At the site of Enjoy Charming Scenes on Cloudy Terrace.
We're now standing on a raised platform. It is the best place to enjoy charming scenes in the Reed Flute Cave.
What's the name of the scene?
You can make a guess. Look ahead. Under the blue sky, there is a forest of strange peaks. A stretch of water passes through a hilly city.
Very beautiful. I wish I could live here for some time, but it is hard to give it a name.
Don't you think it looks like a city on the fairyland? In my opinion, this city has four distinct features. Pretty peaks, crystal clear waters, strange caves, and grotesque stalactites and stalagmites.
It looks like a city, but I have no idea which city it is.
It is a scroll painting of Guilin landscape. When you stand on this raised platform, you'll have a bird's eye view of the scenes of Guilin. So people give it a poetic name. Enjoy charming scenes on Cloudy Terrace.
To tour the Reed Flute Cave really needs good imagination. 2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to Tourist Site. The Browns embark the travel boat at the Zhejiang port, from where they will cruise down the Lijiang River to Yangshou. The cruise on the Lijiang River will present tourists a landscape in which they can appreciate a painting in a poem and a poem in a painting. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the Lijiang River.
1. The Bat Hill derives its name from two peaks with flat yellow cliffs, which look like two flying bats. The peak surrounding the Bat Hill is also breathtakingly marvellous.
2. The Crown Hill can be comparable to the Reed Flute Cave, and Bambiandu, half-side ferry, is a scenic attraction where tourists can see idyllic life of the local people.
3. Nine Horse Painting Hill always inspires people's imagination and their love for the landscape. You may ask tourists to figure out the number of horses on the natural fresco.
4. A small village in Xingping attracts numerous tourists to come, including Dr. Sun Yat-sen and US President Bill Clinton. It is worth recommending when the travel boat passes by.
Lijiang River. Welcome to cruise the beautiful Lijiang River. Our travel boat is leaving Zhujiang Port. It will take us about 4 hours to reach our destination, Yangshuo. To cruise along the Lijiang River, no matter whether it's fine or in rain, you'll find it is a fascinating experience. Numerous strange peaks stand upright on the bank of the river, and you'll see their vivid reflections change constantly as the travel boat goes. The marvellous landscape will present you a painting in a poem and a poem in a painting. The different landscape at each turn of the river certainly offers you a different taste. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Chinese tradition to divide the long trip into sections, just as the three gorges along the Yangtze River, and give each peak an imaginative name. The first scenic area we are going to tour is the Zhujiang Scenic Area. Look, in front of us is the Bat Hill. The two peaks with flat yellow cliffs look like two flying bats. Around the Bat Hill stand towering peaks. How many peaks stand on its right? 9. Right. Can you imagine what they look like? They look like 9 cattle ploughing the land. How many peaks stand on its left? 5. You're right. What they look like? They look like 5 galloping horses. Look ahead and you will find 2 peaks, like 2 lions playing with a ball. To cruise along the Lijiang River, you have to use your imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, our boat is entering the Caoping Scenic Area. The hill before us looks like an ancient golden crown, so it is called Crown Hill. At the foot of the hill, there is a cave called Guanyan, Crown Cave. Inside the cave, there are many stalactites hanging down from the cave's ceiling. Some of them look like old pine trees, others like eagle and mushrooms or palm leaves. Not very far from the Crown Cave on the western bank, a huge rock descends into the river and cuts off a footpath by the water edge. Villagers have to take a ferry to reach the other side and continue the way. So, this place gets its name, Banbiandu, half-side ferry. Now, our travel boat is travelling to Yangdi Scenic Area. Look, there is a very high precipice with a plain cliff face. Do you see something on the cliff face? There are many lines in green, yellow and white colours, which make up a huge, colourful landscape painting. How many horses does the hill have? It depends on your imagination. Some people say there are 7 horses. Some say there are 9. But at least you can definitely tell one handsome horse galloping at the front part of the hill. It is called the Vanguard Horse. The landscape here is called Nine Horse Painting Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lijiang River takes a big turn at Xingping. Downstream from Yangdi to Xingping, the river passes an endless procession of distinct peaks and bamboo groves and the stunning landscape. All these create an idyllic and beautiful scene of the life far away from the concrete jungle of the city. In front of us is a small village. Actually, it is an old castle complex surrounded by towering peaks. the simple but elegant flying eaves, roofs with colourful paintings, present the folk residents from the Ming and Qing dynasties. Dr. Sun Yat-sen and US President Bill Clinton visited the village when they cruised on the Liaocheng River. Now, our travel boat arrives at Yangshuo. Please get ready to get off. We'll go shopping in the West Street. At 5 p.m, we'll travel back to Guilin by coach. Have a good time.
2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.